Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast Christmas Special. It just happens to be the 23rd of January.
I'm sure we did one at Christmas, didn't we?
No, we did one just before me, you and Frankie. We were going to do one at Christmas, then no one was around.
You're right.
Yeah, it's been a while.
When you say no one was around, we went to the pub, but no one
bothered recording it.
We went and talked about football as usual, but just no one had a recorder on, which was good.
Yeah, but we're here, we're back for a bit. Anyway, our usual semi-regular
brief
chat. I bet about three people are going to bother to tune in nowadays, but good to see you all. I'm here, Mike. We've got Tom, we've got Jim. Chris Stokes is somewhere, but he's disappeared.
There's a few knocking about, isn't there? It's a pub full of people, and there's a few people that have been on it before, so we'll grab them as they come past.
Yeah. But what's happening, lads?
Well, Celtic have managed to get back to the top of the league at last.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, who was having a great run, a ridiculous run in that league?
Aberdeen.
Hamilton Accies.
And then they lost their manager, didn't they?
Came up through the playoffs, and then lost the manager. And talking of Scottish football, did you see the... who did Kenny Dusha score the goals for? Came through the leagues. Was it Gretna?
No, the good doctor.
It was Gretna, wasn't it?
I think he went to Gretna, but he was at someone else. Someone like St Mirren or something.
Anyway, yeah, go on. So Celtic are now back.
This
is our friend Scott, who's just joined the Football Podcast. Nice to see you, Scott.
Typical, who does he support? West Ham. West Ham.
But, bless him.
Wanker signs for him as he leaves.
Aberdeen's
got a good run. Dundee United doing too bad.
Yeah. When's the Rangers Celtic?
1st of February.
I thought it's coming
and
up.
They've just laughingly can't even hold on to their caretaker manager.
Oh, wait.
Hey, Christy.
You alright, mate?
Yes.
It's brilliant.
I'll tell you what, all club allegiances aside, it is fucking bad what is going on at Rangers. That is just a fucking circus.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. But, you're going to Brighton this weekend, aren't you, Chris?
Yeah, Brighton Arsenal. I'm in the Brighton End on Sunday.
Nice.
I managed to get some tickets for that, so yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's really a nice ground as well.
Yeah, it's fairly new actually. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a strange ground. It's a nice
work on it.
Yeah, Jules was the first ever competitive game there. We played them in the League Cup, which was their first competitive game on the Tuesday or Wednesday. They played away. Yeah, it's a strange one. I've been there a couple of times since as well. It's a decent. You get a decent atmosphere. Did you see you in the Brighton End?
Brighton End.
It'll be interesting
for
you
too. Yeah,
there'll be a few in there. Yeah. Interesting game as well because they haven't had a great season, have they?
Not really.
Still
right
down there.
Played them a couple of years ago in the FA Cup actually.
That's when they had
Brick Cutters
at Sunderland now.
Liam Brickcutt,
good game now.
Yeah.
I think
it would
be good.
Jules,
you got a new manager yet?
No, they still haven't.
You've been trying your best
to get one, haven't you, Jim? Yeah. Basically, one of my mates challenged me. He reckoned that the bookies put managers in at like favourites just based on forums and stuff like that.
So
I started a forum campaign and a Twitter campaign about Justin Edinburgh. 2 days later, he was favourite for the job on all of the bookies.
No way, really?
Yeah.
I got it.
And then
did you ask Sydney to help you out with that?
Well, this is it, yeah. So we've got a bit of an inside track, and we'll talk off air because, yeah, basically, I'll tell you about something in a minute. I just can't say it here. He's now signed a new contract in Newport County. So basically, I got him a pay rise. Because there was involvement between both clubs.
Yeah.
Despite what he says, there was involvement between both clubs, and he may or may not have talked to Gillingham. He did. They still haven't appointed someone. So it's a bit of a dangerous game because we've released a lot of players and we haven't brought anyone in, and obviously the transfer window, but it's going to be mostly loan signings that we, as a lower league club, we bring in anyway, so we'll see sort of thing.
Oh, nice. And low league clubs, FA Cup this weekend.
Is it Cambridge tonight?
Cambridge United tonight. Well, Cambridge United versus Manchester United tonight. You can't really say Cambridge United, can you?
It's got a good history, Cambridge, which brings through good players.
As someone said earlier, it's the Dion Dublin derby. So we signed him from them and he played about four times just before he broke his leg.
It was Gretna. I've just looked it up. It was Gretna.
Was it Gretna?
Yeah, they went from like being a village team to they lost on penalties.
Yeah, they had Miles Brookson or whatever he's called. He was a very rich backer that got him all the way to the
and
top
then,
line.
And then died. And, and when he passed away, that's when the club sort of fell.
But it was completely unsustainable.
They were in the SPL when they resigned from the league, might have you, as well.
Well, the thing with Gretna, I always remember, because they played in the English lower league for years until the space came available in Scotland, because it's on the border. I remember them playing against Witton Albion, one of the two Northwich based, or three Northwich based non-league teams, and their rise was astronomical. They ended up in the UEFA Cup because they lost the Scottish Cup final and got absolutely trounced by someone like Derry City in the early rounds.
The reason I'm putting it out anyway, because over Christmas and New Year I watched two things on Sky, which anyone that's got Sky, you can look up on Sky on demand, and one of them was about Gretna. It was the club that disappeared, Gretna. It's an hour, it's brilliant viewing. And also there's a documentary about Gibraltar.
Oh, the Gibraltar national team, yeah.
Yeah, and it's absolutely blinded as well, because it takes them from when they first became an independent nation through their first lot of qualifying games, and it's really, really good.
Yeah,
really
well, good. They're playing, I'm not sure if it's Scotland or Ireland, because they're in Scotland and Ireland's group.
And Germany.
Yeah, but they're playing one of them in March. I think it's Scotland, because I think they've already played and got battered by Ireland.
Ireland, I didn't realise this. They did. They got battered by Ireland, like 5-0, and he took the keeper off. With 20 minutes left, he subbed the keeper. The keeper let in like 5 or 6 goals, and he subbed him off. He got a standing ovation from... where do they play? It's not Croke Park now, it's...
Lansdowne Road, the Aviva or whatever.
Yeah, the new one, sort of thing. But and England are playing there soon.
Yeah.
To be quite interesting.
Well, first time since 1995. When
I was at the game.
Were you at the game?
I was in the Island End, yeah. My uncle got me and my brother tickets in the Island End. We were there to see the cross and David Kelly get
David
the goal.
I was about to say, who was the scorer? Yeah. David Kelly,
and
it was.
And then, it all kicked off. And
I remember watching that in my living room, sat in a cardboard box as a child, pretending it was a car.
Pretending you were a cat.
No, pretending it was a car.
I thought you said pretending I was a cat.
I was 7.
Cats do love
a
cardboard
box. I really old
box.
Now, because I was drinking, pissed up in a pub before I went to the game.
You were sitting in a cardboard box? Naked in a cardboard box.
Hey, to be fair, Tom ended the night
in the Island then, but no, all the Island fans are alright tonight.
Yeah.
Being a plastic paddy that I am, they're okay.
Well, there you go.
So, Arsenal, things are looking alright for you. We're talking.
Yeah.
If we talked to you at some point since our last update this December,
at
the moment you found Coquelin as a player
that
you needed.
Honestly, things are so bleak for him as a player.
To be fair as well, not much being made. Who's the fullback? Spanish lads.
Spanish. Hector Bellerin.
He stood up. I thought he was Spanish. He's come from Spain. Spanish.
One of them.
I thought he might get found out against Man City.
No, honestly, don't know why. That was a really good performance. I especially impressed with Coquelin, because all obviously goes without saying, great player. But Coquelin's really stepped up.
I can't remember
like a new signing.
Anyway, I can't remember the last time Arsenal performed like that against a really top level club.
We haven't really had any results.
It must have been when you beat Chelsea 5-3.
Yeah,
that time, John Terry slipped over.
Yeah. But no, honestly, I'm impressed.
Things are looking alright until you lose at Brighton tomorrow, and you'll be
exactly. And then I'll be Wenger out again, won't we?
Don't go anywhere near the train station at Brighton. Wenger will get right, Kane.
Yeah, exactly. And he won't, because you can't get near the train station anyway, because you have to get the bloody train. It's a nightmare.
Oh, it's a fucking nightmare.
Before we go on to Man United, talking of the cups, obviously we've got FA Cup this weekend. At the moment, the way both second legs are set up, the Spurs managed to see off Sheffield United 1-0 up from the first leg. Chelsea, you would put as favourites against Liverpool. A Spurs Chelsea final in the League Cup would be, as a complete neutral that I am, that would be tasty. That would be a decent.
Well, that
game
was the final in 2008, wasn't it? When Spurs win,
Johnny Woodgate.
Which who's named after a drink?
Yeah. Well, I actually said I was hungover as far. I was in Lineker's bar in Lanzarote, all hungover, and I said, right, if Johnny Woodgate scores, we've got to get on the Woodgates, and he scored. So yeah, I begrudgingly had to start back drinking, but I was like, oh shit, why did I say this? Sheer bravado that I actually went to the bar and bought them as well. But yeah, it wasn't good. But that'd be an interesting final. That final wasn't that good.
It was a really cool game.
Down before that,
but they fucking hate each other, so that always makes.
And that wouldn't have been at Wembley, would it?
It was 2008, so it would have been Wembley.
It was a late goal, wasn't it? It was the first
one back at Wembley, because Berbatov equalised with a penalty, and then Woodgate scored an extra time.
But they don't like each other, and Spurs will be desperate to get some silverware.
Chelsea
will be the first on their potential domestic.
Spain 5-3 the other day.
Here's a question. Harry Kane, Is he just going to be a one-season wonder, or is he actually a naturally born, gifted Premier League player?
But he's not a natural goal scorer, that's for sure.
But some of the goals he's been scoring are ridiculous. And I know players like Marcus Stewart, Michael Ricketts, players have, even at the top
Michael
level
Bridges.
Of the game. Yeah, exactly. Players have ridiculous runs, ridiculous seasons. But
again, I think I heard somebody else say this, so it's not my opinion, but the way they've worked him does seem to be that's worked the best for him. They played him a lot in just the Europa game.
Yep.
And now they're putting him
Blooded him in, I think.
And it's worked. He is their strong man. He's scoring goals. He's got good skills. He can shoot from outside the box. Didn't he score a free kick as well the other day?
Yeah, he did. A great free kick. It's Swansea, I think.
I mean, say what you like about the Spurs. They're not doing... Well, they've had a funny season because they're still kind of... What? Where are they at the moment? Sixth?
They're only 3 points off Arsenal, aren't they?
Yeah. But at the same time,
Chelsea, there's a rest after that, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. And Pochettino's come in and he's brought the best out of lads like Harry Kane and Ryan Mason, who signed a new contract.
He was unheard of pretty much.
Yeah, and he's 23. It's not as if any other manager, he would have been out in the Championship by now. Yeah. He would have been bombed out of the club. Fair enough to him, but
they've always had potential, Spurs, haven't they? They always seem to have a lot of good, talented players, but never really get it together.
Yeah, never actually do anything. Yeah.
They're loving a last minute goal. They got 10 points from.
How many times have they won 2-1 this season?
Yeah, a lot. And Eriksen's been getting the winners as well.
To be fair, they should have won 3-1 last weekend without Vertonghen goal.
That's gone out of the news, right? So have you seen this, Chris? The linesman. That's the basic rule, isn't it? Even Saturday, Sunday league.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in my own half. I'm on side.
Yeah. It was ludicrous.
I bet he's probably doing the Gillingham game this week now, lads. And he's probably fourth official. He's probably not even a linesman.
That linesman thought he was being really fucking clever, though, because he said, no, there's only one player. The goalkeeper's not there.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's probably trying to be clever, knowing the keeper's up.
Yeah.
Oh, look, nobody's thought they need two back.
Yeah.
Well, they showed him on Match of the Day.
Schoolboy.
Yeah.
And Vertonghen's going to be pissed off as well because he's got one goal.
Bonus.
And then suddenly he could be on the double brace goals. Yeah. And you know he's on some sort of bonus because he looked bloody happy when he scored his first as well.
Yeah. But as a side note, I know we got a lot of Aussies listening. Asian Cup's going on at the moment, African Nations as well. Yeah. Which World Cup's been a really dull tournament at the moment.
A lot of draws. It's not been very good. Is it 1-1 for the most scores?
But the Asian Cup's been pretty good. Iraq beat Iran earlier today.
Have you seen a compilation of the top 5 goals that's doing the rounds on social media as well?
No.
It's pretty good. It's the North Korean Prime Minister or President, whatever he is, Kim Jong, scoring all 5 goals. So it's the North Korean. I've just superimposed his face onto the goal scoring celebration.
Must I like North Korea went out in the group stage 3 games, 3 defeats.
Well, it depends who you believe.
Yeah, depending on who you believe. But so Iraq are through to the semis. They're playing South Korea, and the Aussies are through. Tim Cahill scored a cracking overhead kick.
Thank you very much.
He did indeed.
He did.
It was from not. It wasn't far out, was it? But it was.
Well, he scored a goal at a World Cup.
I don't know. I was in the ground when Colombia. When he scored that goal, so I'd argue the case there.
I don't know.
Japan normally do alright.
Where Japan were playing the United Arab Emirates this morning, it was 1-1 last I saw. Japan went behind and equalised. So I don't know how that's finished.
Are they employing their usual surprise attack? Counter attack tactics. You're not going to get many Second World War mentions in there, but that'll do, mate.
No.
All right. So going back to Man United, Celtic, Arsenal. Yourself, it's a bit of a strange one. I was happy to see James Wilson score at the second attempt.
He
seems to quite like him, didn't he, Benno? He hasn't had many chances, but
it's always nice to see a young player get blood in. And we've had quite a few this season. For all the talk of spending a lot of money, the likes of Wilson, Paddy McNair, Blackett.
It's the good thing about Benno, you know, when you're a manager saying, oh, I'm going to come in, I'm going to look at everyone. It's bollocks.
Yes,
the same team as the last manager. Benno does look like he's looking at everyone.
Yeah. And Keith made a great save again from Charlie Austin.
Amazing. What is that? I can't be getting rid of him,
surely. Well, we're not going to get rid of him. Apparently, he wants to stay because he feels appreciated. He's proved his doubt was wrong, etc. He thinks he can achieve things.
He can steal from the local supermarket.
He can steal his donuts. But United are fucking playing silly books. Just give him a fucking contract. Give him 150, 200 grand a week. We're paying that to fucking Di Maria, Rooney, Van Persie.
He's Falcao just, don't even play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On that game as well, Green made a couple of great saves, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
The double save from Falcao in the first half.
Falcao's got a lot of stick, but in a lot of other games, he would have had a hat-trick. There were a couple where...
He scored at Stoke, didn't he? Was it Stoke? He scored away at Stoke.
He scored Villa.
So he can do it on a Wednesday.
Yeah, he can, yeah.
He got it all.
It was New Year's Day as well, so we had hangover.
Talk of the Premier League games, though, Palace, 2-0 down at Burnley, and then to win 3-2. Yeah. It was a fantastic result. Absolutely fantastic.
I'll tell you what, a player I would really like to have a crack at a slightly... with no disrespect to Palace, a slightly bigger club, is Dwight Gayle. Because every time I've seen him, I know he's not the best player, but I think...
I think Bolasie's
great, where he's out with the African Nations. He scored
first.
Do
you see
first.
That bit of skill? I forget.
Yeah. He's
rolling it back on the other foot to chip it over and then spin. That is
fantastic.
Where he scored for Congo the other day to save them.
The thing is, on Gayle, he's the type of player... And my club have had him down the years. We've had Simeon Jackson, who's a very much a sort of super player. He does nothing for most of the game, and he scores goals. In the Premier League, you can't really cut it doing that. No, you need more to your overall game. In the Championship, that is a fantastic player.
But he's done quite well in the Premier League. He's got goals. Maybe it's just because.
But I mean,
the window's still shutting. I think it could, like, Palace could get raided for people like that.
Yeah, the game against Liverpool. When he scored that trick.
When they season, the 3-3.
If you look back at that game, he did absolutely nothing apart from banging it in three times. Anywhere else than the Premier League and in the sort of the upper echelons of the Premier League, that's good enough. But that's why I think he won't go to a sort of top four.
Oh, no, I'd never think he'd go there, but somewhere like Everton, crying out to someone who could put the ball in the net at the moment. I thought
Defoe to Everton might have been a good shout, but Sunderland have done a masterstroke there because he'll get goals. Same as West Brom. I saw an interview with Steve Bruce where as soon as West Brom appointed Tony Pulis, he said that he, and he knows every other manager will, he's completely discounted West Brom for the relegation scrap. That's what he's done. So whatever they're paying Pulis, like, I know it's not definite, but he's already kept two clean sheets in two games. Not pretty. That Everton game was horrible. It was awful, but... He's got to play him to stay in the league.
Yeah.
And so if managers like
himself does half of it for you,
exactly. And if managers like Steve Bruce are automatically thinking, well, that's West Brom out of the reckoning. They're not even a rival now. Whatever West Brom are playing him is not enough, because if they do stay up, and if other managers are thinking that going into games,
the psychological,
going into games thinking that is ridiculous.
I tell you what, going back to Everton, sorry, that hubbub with the penalty the other day. What do you make of that? So Morales taking the ball off Leighton Baines.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. Is that ego?
We've had the same thing. Though.
My dad's an Evertonian, and he was furious.
We had the same.
The penalty himself, Morales.
Yeah, he'd been brought down for it.
It's not the penalty.
Exactly. Yeah. So to me, and I think someone said this. I don't know if it was Martinez, but same with Brentford when the Trotter took the penalty that could have got promoted, and he missed it, and he wasn't their penalty taker.
Yeah.
It's up to either the penalty kick taker to step in and say no, fuck off, mate. We've got rules here on the penalty, or more importantly, the club captain on the pitch.
Absolutely.
Because when it happened to Brentford, and cost them promotion.
We gave Andy Franks a load of stick.
Yeah, because he was like, "Well, the manager's got to do this." No. When they're on the pitch, the manager gives the instructions. Once they're on the pitch, it's the club captain.
Because it was the club captain who didn't take it for Brentford. Who was it?
I can't remember his name. His defender. But and he since came out and said, "Yeah, I should have just taken it off him. I was the captain." And he's cost them 2 points. Cost them 2 points.
I think we're gonna have to wrap it up there because we need to get back into work because our lunch hour's been
little 20-minute intermission.
Our lunch hour and a half has been slashed to an hour, which is a disgrace because now we can only get 3 pints in.
We'll have to do one before because we've got the FA Cup this weekend. Next weekend, the Saturday early game, I think it is Chelsea Man City.
We'll certainly
game.
Do our
so we'll
best.
We'll try and do a little preview
as regular as possible. But it's nice to speak to you. Well, you know the usual shite. We're on Twitter at Football Podcast. I can't remember. Our website's footballpodcast.tumblr.com and all that other stuff. You know where we are if you like
still
us.
Got it, mate.
And if you don't, you'll find it.
Get a review on iTunes.
Exactly.